95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Hey, it's happy hour. Riggs, Steve, and the third member of our broadcast team, of course, is Josh from SR Perot, bringing us exciting flavors as we prepare for Cinco de Drinko, right, buddy?
Cinco de Mayo.
I mean, this is, for the SR Perot family, this must be like friggin' Christmas, bro.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe a really annoying Christmas where you have to do all the work, and you have to go all these places, and it's like, I just want it over with. But right now it hadn't showed up yet, so we're good.
That's right. We got 1 week. Countdown, 1 week.
Okay.
Right?
So some ideas of some stuff you should be drinking next
exactly.
week.
Exactly. Yeah. So we all know the regular Coronas of the world, Corona Light, Corona Extra, Corona Premier.
Yeah.
And you have Modelo, Modelo Oro.
Modelo Negro.
All these Whoa. Other flavors, right?
Yeah. My favorite.
So I brought Harmony. Stuff that maybe you didn't quite think of for Cinco.
Love
okay.
it.
Kind of so you can branch off a little bit.
Okay.
I but like also this. Enjoy cool all the beer flavors over the next week until we hit Cinco.
We
and
always
then roll it into the weekend if it's a Friday. It's Cinco weekend.
I say this a lot in the brew review. Josh makes you drink smarter.
Right? That's right.
But
efficiently.
Not drink smarter, but drink smarter. Right? Smarter about your drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what we're saying. Sorry, I probably should have written
diversify.
That. If we had a graphic right here, it'd be fine. All right. Where are we drinking, man?
So I'm going to hit you with something you weren't expecting at all.
Okay.
Don't hit us.
So those people out there, I've told you that the non-alcoholic category has been blowing up. Like crazy.
Yes.
Big time.
Well, Cinco de Mayo is, at least in America, a drinking holiday.
Let's of be course. Honest,
right? Just
of course.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Well, say you want to go out there and be the safe person, or you want to wind down the rest of your night, Corona's got you.
Oh?
Corona really? Non-alcoholic.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Just hit our docks about a couple weeks ago.
Your eyes were very convincing, by the way.
Of what?
The way you stared at me like that.
I was just staring at you.
He hasn't even had a drink yet.
I know.
And it's N.A. and it's already getting weird. All right.
Okay. Classic smell, Corona smell.
Smells like a Corona.
Yep.
So this is less than 0.5% alcohol.
All we need is a lime.
So it's not Corona Zero, but it's Corona non-alcoholic.
Which okay.
qualifies. 60 calories.
Wow. This is a flavor.
Yeah. Classic smell. Classic bite.
I don't know how these companies are doing it, but they are nailing about as close as you can get to a beer without it being
yep.
alcoholic.
Because somewhere there's a guy with a lab coat, right? And he's like, hold on, I got this. I am going to fool everybody.
Right.
Right. And their taste buds, assumedly, too. And it's working. It's working very well. I would assume I have a Corona right now.
Right.
You want to pop a lime in that? Fine.
Always.
No salt, right?
No salt.
Yeah, shocking.
I'll take his salt. Steve's anti-sodium.
We're not going to talk about that.
He's going to hate what's coming up, but that's fine.
No. I don't hate anything.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out.
Yeah, but like I said, it's so you can wind down your night. That way you're getting home safely. Or if you choose not to drink.
Right.
You can still be hanging out, having a great time. You have something in your hand.
Yeah.
And, you're partying with the people.
People that's won't really even know.
Good. Right.
If they're not paying attention.
Now, I would assume this product will blow up.
Oh, yeah.
And probably be everywhere.
Absolutely.
So in the next coming days or weeks, we can find it.
Definitely where? Total Wine ABC right now.
Okay.
Publix. Or you check out our website.
Oh, he's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. All right. So that's one good flavor.
Fortunately, we have more.
Yeah,
I have
that's
more.
Good. Yeah. If you had brought one, we'd be happy. We'd be mad, but glad you brought more.
So I'm going to go a little off the reservation.
Okay.
Ooh. Right.
A beer that some of you have probably heard of. I think it's a delicious beer. Okay. Great alternative to Modelo or Corona, but still in the same family of a Mexican beer.
Okay.
Pacifico.
Yeah.
I see the group of kids going to the beach and surfing and
right.
pulling out the cooler, and they're all
ironically
tapping their Pacifico glasses to each other and cheers. And
really?
Yeah.
On the you beach. Sure that wasn't a commercial?
Yeah. It was a commercial.
No, oh, okay.
No, he saw into the future. That was us doing it. Watch this. Look at that. Bam!
Oh, yes.
All right.
Cheers.
We rarely get to toast on the brew review. This is pretty good. All right, Pacifico. Let's talk about this beer.
So, ironically, a lot of the commercials are based on the beach and stuff like that, but there's a reason for it.
Oh, that's why.
So, the beer was created back in, 1900, something like that.
Okay. Okay.
And it was actually three German brewers that went over to Mexico. It was like, hey, let's do this, right? Fast forward to the 70s. Some surfers went down the coast of Mexico, saw the beer, started bringing it back.
Really?
To America.
Oh,
and
really?
Were the first importers of this beer.
Oh, really?
And ever since then, been in America and just crushing it.
I get it.
Wow.
And I'm sure because it's in my head that you said German, but I can taste a German beer now.
It's wild, but it's delicious.
It's very good.
I would call it a full-flavored beer with all those Mexican attributes that you like.
Yes.
Cinco de Drinco. You got to get ready for it. We have more preparedness for you for your Cinco de Mayo plans. But first, we should take a break, right?
Yes, sir.
Josh is going to pour us more beer. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up on 95.7 The Hog. I got to finish this right here.